With New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. Democratic legislative leaders are making education funding a top priority this session. Their plan calls for an almost 15% increase to the $2.7 billion education budget. Senate Majority Floor Leader Peter Wirth.
Teacher salaries, extended classroom days. K-3 Plus has been a program to provide additional days from kindergarten through third grade. That's being expanded to K-5 Plus. Pre-K is getting additional funding. These are big deals. And so we're now going to be in a situation where finally we're getting back to the place where we're meeting our constitutional duty, which is to provide a sufficiently funded public education. That's what the judge stepped in and said we're not doing. I think what's being rolled out, the work done by the legislature, the new executive recommendation, are a huge step forward in the right direction.
But Wirth adds he agrees with Republican leaders like Steve Neville of Aztec that accountability for that extra funding is key. The Democratic senator cites Governor Lujan Grisham's recent move to end the student test called PARC as responsible leadership. Former Governor Martinez had put that test in place after the legislature had refused to pass it.
That's an example of accountability that was never approved by the legislature, that just didn't have the buy-in from the education community, from parents, and certainly lots of legislative leaders. They're going to institute a new effort to track and have accountability for this money. And yes, you don't just want to pour money in without understanding and setting targets and performance measures. That has to be part of the discussion. So I agree with Senator Neville.
Republican lawmakers are saying Lujan Grisham's end to the PARC test is confusing to teachers who were just getting used to it. With New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.